Yes, it's Gardening Talkback time with Judy Sharp. Hello, Judy. Nice to have you here.
Hello, Amanda. It sounds like good spring weather
it
coming.
It is beautiful today. Uh-huh. Yes, so spring has sprung a day early.
Yeah, that's good.
So what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to talk about spring springing. And
spring springing.
Spring springing, you know, which will cover, you know, might harm some plants at this early stage. Then we're going to talk about azaleas and daisies, climbing roses. We've got to, you know, get the message across, don't prune them now or you won't get any flowers.
Right.
Okay. And don't die of shock, but maybe Christmas.
Christmas? Oh, we're not. Oh, yeah,
look,
okay.
Look, I'm just going to dangle the carrot.
So what, like poinsettias?
No, I'm not going to talk about poinsettias.
That's too early.
Yeah, too early. Hello, Margaret. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Judy. I've got a magnolia tree out the front of my house and it's facing north and it comes up beautiful white bud flowers, but then overnight they turn brown and drop off.
Margaret, could I ask, is it a deciduous magnolia or an evergreen?
Oh, darling, I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, easy peasy, this one. Does it lose its leaves?
I don't know.
Well, if it's got, has it got leaves on now?
Yes.
It's got leaves on now, and are they big browny-coloured leaves, brown and black?
No, they're green.
They're green?
Yeah.
Okay, no, that sounds to me like it's an evergreen.
Yeah.
So it's a wonder, it's a, surprising me you've still got flowers on it, that's all.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so they might, it might be just getting a bit late for them, if that's why they're turning brown.
Okay, then.
I've
never had a decent flower off it, and it's been in the pot for years.
Oh, okay, so it's in a pot.
Yes, a huge pot.
Right, okay, as long as it's a big pot, because they do like a little space. Right, okay. But have you tried some sulphate of potash on it before flowering time?
No, I haven't.
Well, how about we do that?
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay, just sulphate of potash.
Will I do it now?
Well, it won't hurt to do it now because, you know, the flower production might be going to still continue. I know we've got spring coming up.
Yeah.
So I do it now?
Okay, I will try and give it a go.
Okay, good luck and let us know what happens with it, Margaret.
Oh, will you take care?
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Margaret.
Bye.
Okay, we've got Kath from Gorrickon on the line. Hi, Kath. How can we help you today?
I need help with a lemon tree.
Okay, Kath. What's the matter with your lemon tree, dear?
Well, it's on the fence line to the lady next door. And so I haven't had any lemons on it for about a year. She lives on her own and she can't do anything with it. So we want to try and resurrect it, try and get some lemons back on it. It's fairly old.
Right, but it's in her garden, is it, Kath?
It's in her garden. And
right,
it's
okay,
our,
yeah.
Well, yep.
Right.
And it's a lemon tree that's got, the lemons have rough skin on them, like knotty rough skin.
Yeah.
Yes, and like an old-fashioned lemon tree.
Right, okay. And it's probably getting old, I suppose.
Yeah, it's getting old and it hasn't had any attention for quite a long while.
Okay, rightio. So what it needs, you need to go out and dig under the canopy line, not too close to the trunk. And you're going to give it some poultry manure.
Right.
And water it in. And then about 3 weeks later, you have to give it some citrus food.
Right, citrus food. Right,
and so right under the butt in on you, darling. But you've got to do it under the canopy line, not close to the trunk.
Canopy line. Okay, then. And is that? Did you say poultry manure?
Poultry manure, and then citrus food.
Citrus food. Okay, then dig down and give it plenty of water.
And plenty of water. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, then. Good.
Good luck with that. I'm sure they'll start to fruit then.
Good. So it's got quite a lot of straggly pieces on, so should we cut them off?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to.
Yeah. Give it a trim, a little trim.
A little trim, that's all. Don't get too carried away.
No, we won't. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Kath. Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you. Hello, David. What can I help you with?
G'day, Judy. I have a flowering gum established about 2 years ago. We planted it. It's probably about 5 metres high. And 3 weeks ago, it just started having the appearance of drying out. Leaves started turning a opaque green, and now they're a light brown. It seems to be still tipping with tiny little shoots of leaves, but they just wither out by that end of that day, and away we go. Now, the soil seems rather wet. We are on the black sand there at Budgieroy. We live near the beach, so there's no clay. It's 100% sand, a lot of trace minerals. Everything grows very well, including natives. And I'm buggered if I know what's going on.
Okay. David, have you dug around to make sure you haven't got any cockchafers under there?
Not a full dig, Judy. I've done a few sample. I went down about a foot in three areas around it.
You couldn't see anything?
No, but I wasn't on the root line. I was further, like a couple of feet away from the root. I was trying to see the dampness of the soil.
Right, okay. Look, I think you you must check for those cockchafers.
Right. And yeah. If I find them?
Then you've got to poison them. You've got to destroy them or dig as many out as you can. I actually had them in a very small pot on a table near the front door only a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, gee, that plant's not looking happy. And when I lifted it out, they were all over it. I mean, they were everywhere, all over the little roots.
Okay. So there's a chance of saving it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yep. And what you would do if you find you've got them, you'll spray with Malathon.
Right. Okay. Got all
that. Malathon through the soil. But definitely you can get rid of them.
All right. Now, if it's not them, any other ideas?
If it's not them, it's unusual because, you know, you sound like you know your garden, David.
Yes, love it.
You do. And look, we have had a lot of rain. Off and on, haven't we? It's just seemed to come down.
We drain very well being sand, and all the gardeners used to that, and we haven't had the volume this winter that we have had in years gone past. So,
I wouldn't
think dryness. Possibility of a bit of root rot, I was going to suggest, because we're against our brick fence, which has a concrete footing underneath it, and we're also tidal, Judy. We live between the lake and the ocean, and if you go down about 600 mil, you hit the tide.
Right.
So it's great for fencing. You don't have to add as much water, but you need to get the right plant to take that brackish water.
But David, I believe, talking to you, you might have had this plant for some time.
I beg your pardon, I might have had which, Judy?
You've had this plant for some time?
A couple of years.
Yeah, well, you would think something would have happened before now, wouldn't you?
Correct. And I think that's the only thing that's saving it, is it's so big and established, it's probably putting up with all this trauma and just hanging in there.
Yeah, okay.
So I reckon I've got a digging expedition.
Dig around the roots and just make sure, you know what they look like. They're like white witchetty grubs.
Yes, I've got them. And we are finding witchetty grubs in other parts of the garden.
Okay.
I'm thinking you're probably... Give me a pearl of wisdom there, Judy. Good on you.
Okay, well, good luck with it, David. Let us know next week what you find.
Oh, if it doesn't go right, you'll know, all right? I'll be ringing up at 12:01. No, I'm Thank you for your help, Ben. The lovely show. Bye for now.
Thank you, David.
Bye. Okay, we've got Gary on the line from Cardiff. Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
Hello, Gary. No, what's your problem?
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Oh, I'm fighting fit today. Look, it's spring tomorrow.
Oh, it's just a beautiful day today.
It is too, but it is spring tomorrow, so...
It is.
Yep.
I was just listening to a lady that was talking to you about a lemon tree, the next-door neighbours.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's funny because last night my next-door neighbours came over and we were talking about the lemon tree that they've got, which is, I think they call them the wild lemons. You know, the same thing, all pimply and... They don't look attractive.
Yeah, like it's an old one, yes.
Yeah. But anyway, they were saying to me last night that they've got some wasps and the part of the branches and that have got like a wart on them.
Right, yeah, a lump.
And they just weren't sure what to do. And I told them about your show and I was trying to get on to them this morning to tell them to listen to you, but it just was funny that I've turned it on and that lady asked a similar question about the same sort of lemon. So... What can I tell them to do to try and get rid of the warts and the wasps.
The warts and the wasps.
It's a good band name.
Sounds like a sick plant, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Look, honestly, Gary, there is some treatment you can do for the wasps, but, you know, a lot of people just try to cut the wasp away.
Right.
Yeah, because it's a lump, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't had a real good look at it.
Right, okay.
It's on our boundary fence, and we see their side of the tree on our side, but, you know, I'd have to go over and actually have a look with them. But I just said to them they'd be better off to cut a limb off and take it down to one of the nurseries and get some advice. But
yes, that's a good idea. That is a good idea, Gary. But the other thing is, after you investigate, would you like to ring me back next week?
Yep.
Yeah. You investigate and then give me a ring back next week.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Okay, Jude.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, love
Bye.
Your show.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Lynn. What can I help you with today?
Hello, Judy. Well, I'm not sure whether you might have an answer for me this time. Bush turkeys.
Right, okay. What about...
They just get in underneath into the wood chips, into the leaves that drop from certain plants and things like that, and spread them out all over the lawn, out to the road. They just chase this path. And there's, I know that the problem is that they're a protected animal, being a native animal. How does one dissuade these little monsters from absolutely destroying the undergrowth in your gardens?
Okay, Lynn. I wonder, can you feed them to, do, you know, try and direct them to your next-door neighbour or something?
Now, very enlightened.
They do everything.
Sorry, just on you know, I thought I'd better add a bit of humour into it. So the little brush turkeys... I wonder, have you tried feeding them at all?
No. I mean, that would be the last thing, I think, because, I mean, they, while you're around trying to rake it back into the garden, they're still wandering around in the middle of the garden trying to scrape it up. They're not in the least bit concerned about you putting it back, because they could go, you beauty, there's some more for me.
Oh, Lynn, look.
It's funny, years ago I did meet a man down on Bennett's Beach, and he was walking up the beach with these straggly old bits of seaweed. And I said, what on earth are you doing with those? And he said, oh, the bush turkeys hate it. So he said, I put it around my garden.
Oh, right.
Now, I'm not in the position to go and drag up some seaweed, but I did wonder if there was like a fertilizer or something that smelt like seaweed.
No, I don't think so.
You know, like, I mean, you see sea salt. But
well, there is, yeah. There will be something that smells like it.
But I thought maybe one of your listeners might have come up with a very clever idea of how to.
And I think that's what I was going to suggest. You stay listening, yeah. Lynn, because someone will ring in about this.
Hopefully, because the little buggers are driving me nuts.
I just Googled it, and it says pure liquid seaweed and kelp extracts such as sea salt and MaxiCrop seaweed plant food concentrate naturally smell like the ocean, featuring a mild, earthy or salty seaside aroma rather than an offensive stench. Don't know if that helps you.
All right.
Well, you can buy sea salt very easily.
Yeah, you could
buy some sea salt. That won't be a problem at all. But I do think... there might be something else to offer because right. that's going to take, you know, that's going to be quite an expensive exercise.
And they're extensive gardens too. And, I mean, it's not realistic to basically pour sea salt all over the wood chips and everything in between all the plants things, you know. So
no.
I just thought there might be someone that's come up with a bit of a clever idea of how to deter these little monsters.
Okay, Lynn, will you stay on?
Get a cat.
Get a cat.
All right.
Just
Thanks
joking.
Anyhow, okay.
Look, I could always loan you Arthur, my Boston Terrier.
Well, there you go. I'm not allowed to have anything in this house that breathes.
Oh, no.
Okay, Lynn, you stay tuned and listen to someone will definitely ring us about this.
Hopefully.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Lynn. Bye.
Bye.
Next we have Erin from Waratah.
Hello, Erin. What can I help you with?
Hey, I'm coming up because I'm wondering when would be the best time for me to start putting vegetables in my vegetable garden, we done all the compots and all the pet work before. I was wondering, will you be all right if me and my support workers start to put the vegetable into my vegetable garden on Thursday?
Is it going to be too soon?
It don't be too soon or not.
Oh, well, you wouldn't plant straight away, Erin. But your support worker will understand. So you'll need to wait after you add some manure, some cow manure if you can. You'll need to wait at least 1 week.
Okay.
Before you plant into it. And it's time for tomatoes and things like that now.
We always put tomato, beetroots and carrots and all that in the vegetable garden.
Oh, lovely, lovely. That's nice to hear, Erin. As long as you're getting results, but use the fertiliser, you need to wait.
Okay. Thank you.
That's okay. Thanks for the call, Erin.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. And we have Des from Raymond Terrace on the line. Hi, Des. How can we help you?
Hello, very Des. Easy, I think, Judy. What it is, beetroot, when do you put the beetroot in, the seeds, seedlings?
Oh, the seedlings, pretty soon, I would imagine. Once you're seeing the tomatoes in the nurseries, you should be seeing beetroots too.
Oh, right. Oh, I've had tomatoes in for the last couple of months.
You must have a nice warm spot, Des.
I have. My tomatoes love it.
Yeah, no, honestly, you can start to look around for the beetroot now.
Right, yeah, then. Yeah, that's all. I've got to put some seeds in.
Oh, you're going to put seeds in. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I wouldn't wait much longer. I would start to get them, you know, shooting up now if you've got them.
All right, then I've got some here, yeah.
Okay.
Good, thank you very much.
Okay, Des, let us know how the beetroot go.
I will.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much, Judy.
Bye.
Hi. So we've got Veronica on the line. Hi, Veronica. How can we help you?
The brush turkeys.
Oh, you want to talk about the brush turkeys?
Yes. We had some problems with them in Neutral Bay. And what we did was we cleared the soil away and put down the chips and put down some chicken wire.
Oh, chicken wire. Right, okay.
We covered the soil and chips back on it. And when they came, they couldn't scrape it off because they're feeding catching the chicken wire.
Oh.
That's a great idea.
It is, but...
And we also planted some agaves, so in big spots where they were coming in under the fence, so they couldn't get through them.
Oh, that's a good suggestion.
And it worked well. We don't see them anymore.
Oh, right. But the lady in question with the call, she actually had it all covered up with wood chips, etc.
Yes, but she can put some wire under, clear it.
Yeah.
Put the chips down,
on top of the wire.
The, and then put the chips back on top of the wire.
Well, I think she'll be still listening. I'm sure she'll be still tuned in, so that's very good information.
All right. It worked for us anyway.
Thank
Excellent.
You very much.
Thank you, Veronica. Appreciate the call. Actually, Lynn also called up and she suggested putting a mirror in the garden and the brush turkey will think it's a competitor. So there's another
that's
idea.
That's a good idea too.
So chicken wire
idea.
And mirrors.
Yeah, chicken wire and mirrors.
Good luck with that. Now, Judy, just quickly, you wouldn't talk about azaleas.
Do I?
Well, that's what you told me earlier. You're tricking me.
I just trick you.
What would you like to talk about?
Azaleas and
azaleas.
Daisies.
Okay, and daisies.
Okay. Now it's time to, some of them have got blooms dying off, particularly the daisies, so it's time to cut them back lightly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps do a little bit of fertilising.
Okay.
But if it's all right, I always also want to mention climbing roses. I have to drum this into the people.
Go for it.
Yep, because you don't prune your climbers now. You have to wait till they finish flowering. Because if you prune now, they're not going to flower this season for you.
Well, that makes sense.
Doesn't it?
It does. It
and
makes
I
a lot
keep
of
hammering
sense.
That home, but I know that everyone doesn't listen every time. So, you know, they might tune in one day and not hear it and then another day.
That's right.
Yeah, how's that? So
that's good.
Okay. Okay. So spring is here tomorrow.
Mm.
And what is coming?
What is coming?
The Maitland Garden Ramble.
Oh, yes.
The Maitland Garden Ramble. And it's coming on the 19th and 20th of September. 10 gardens this time.
Oh, really? That's going to be great.
Great display. And what a wonderful spring event. I'll keep updating us a little bit further down the track, Amanda.
Wonderful. 2NURFM, good times and great music. This is Gardening Talkback with Judy Sharp, and we have Christina from Rutherford on the line. And Christina, you were saying you want to find out how to look after your son's magnolia tree that won't bloom.
Yes. Yeah, they just won't bloom.
It won't bloom at all. Okay, no. Christina, what kind of magnolia is it?
Oh, there, now you got a stumpy.
No, is it?
He had one, then I bought him another one because I thought the two of them might be able to talk to each other.
Good thinking, Christina. But tell me, did it have leaves in the winter?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so it's an evergreen magnolia probably.
Okay, yeah.
Right, and it's in a pot, is it?
No, it's in the ground.
In the ground, okay. Now, look, probably what you could feed it with now is some cow manure, Christina.
Right, okay.
Okay, and that should stimulate it blooming. But if it's an evergreen magnolia, they have gone into a little bit of, let's call it winter, what's that word, solace? Yeah.
Like
the sleepy time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Solstice.
Hibernation.
Hibernation.
There we go.
Okay.
It's still got,
okay.
It might have gone into hibernation for a little while, Christina, but promote it with the cow manure, and that might stimulate it to flowering. But mine, right down the drive, they're not flowering at the moment either, so it's nothing wrong with the tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
it's just the season, dear.
Okay, then.
And
thank
spring
you so
is
much.
Coming. Spring is coming, so give it some cow manure.
Okay.
Okay.
Just once or keep doing it?
Oh, look, you know, don't overdo it, but, you know, and don't go too close to the trunk and just water it in. But you could do it again a little bit later on. That won't be a problem. It won't hurt it.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Don't do it in the heat of summer.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's looking a bit
away
tricky.
Away from the trunk.
Away from the trunk and water it in after you apply it.
No worries then. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Good luck with that, Christina. Let us know if it flowers for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Judy, we're almost at that time of day where we're done, but you were going to talk about gardenias.
Oh, gardenias, was I?
Stop doing that. You were.
Okay, rightio. The gardenias seem to be dropping a few yellow leaves at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be boosted now with cow manure. I'm talking cow manure a lot today, aren't
you
I?
You are.
Yeah, but it's the one thing some plants do love. Azaleas and, we're not going back to that. We've done that. The gardenias dropping yellow leaves should be boosted with cow manure, if in the ground, not in a pot.
Okay.
Okay, we've got to emphasise that sometimes because anything in a pot you've got to be a little bit more careful with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like orchids.
Yeah.
Like my orchid.
Like your orchid. By the way, who's minding that orchid for you?
When I'm away, my mum.
Ah, right.
So, but she's not a green thumb either. So, you know, I'll just give it a bit of water before I go and hope for the best.
Oh gosh!
No. Look, I'm sure I'll leave a little note and say just give it a bit of water here and there, and it'll.
You should have brought it in. I would have taken it home.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Anyway,
I'm sure
too late to shut the gate now.
It survived. It survived like 5 years, so I think it'll be all right.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Rightio. So Christmas is. Still a way off, isn't it?
It is.
Still a way off. Don't panic, but you will be planting out lovely Christmas colour in a couple of weeks. So about 8 weeks from Christmas, I want you to be planting petunias and colour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you've got to prep the garden with a little bit of cow manure.
More cow manure.
More cow manure. It's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
That time of year.
Okay. And also, you were going to talk about insects on citrus.
I was too. Now, they can be sprayed now with malathion or pyrethrum.
And what will they do? Kill them?
Kill them.
But it won't kill the citrus.
won't kill the citrus.
Excellent.
But, you know, you've got to be careful now because we get all those stink bugs, you know, those stinging ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they'll get rid of them as well?
Yeah, the malathion will kill them.
Okay, fantastic.
Right, yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time, and thank you very much, Judy. It's been a pleasure as usual. You've been trying to trick me today, but you won't trick me next time.
You just have a holiday and then see what happens when you get back.
I will. This is 2NURFM.